USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The brutal winter weather hitting a large portion of America has hit Texas very hard. Investigations are being called for in the wake of so many power source failures. Former Texas power consultant Wesley Hunt says on Fox News, Texas needs to expand on its energy, not hinder it, with recent President Biden executive orders.
The fact that our state has run out of power needs to be investigated, and Governor Abbott has already called for that. But Houston, where I'm sitting right now, is the energy capital of the world, and right now we don't have any energy during a crisis. And in Texas, in particular, running out of power is a demonstration as to why we need to support and expand the energy industry, not kill it.
Authorities are reporting most power will be restored this weekend. Singer Demi Lovato has brain damage after suffering three strokes and a heart attack following a 2018 overdose. It was revealed in a new documentary, Dancing with the Devil. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With the World Health Organization's inability to contain the coronavirus pandemic in China, then-President Trump cut the failed agency from the payrolls. Now, Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the United States will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the country says goodbye to talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News what made Rush great.
What radio? You have to show heart, and I actually think that was the he had an immense intellect, a capacity to articulate conservative ideals and American principles like very few Americans of our time, but. He also had heart. I mean, when you listen to somebody every day, as millions of Americans have done for more than 30 years, you get to know them for who they are. And this was a genuinely good man who he had a heart for our country. He loved the American people, and I think that spirit of fun was all reflected in a sense you had listening to him, that he loved the people that he was talking to. He believed in the boundless potential of every American, and I really do believe that the best days for America are yet to come, and when they come, we're going to build that boundless future on a foundation that Rush Limbaugh helped to pour. There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh.
The doctor of democracy died of lung cancer Wednesday at the age of 70 in Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.